Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser takes first base on ball four. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Houser trying to get to home. Reynolds throws the ball into Bryan, who tags Houser, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Donohue covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Green reaches second base with a double. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball four. Gentile moves to second. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. as Q hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Landis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue bunts towards the right side of the infield. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Landis moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to home to get Landis. Hershberger moves to third. O'Donohue moves to second. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Green takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger scores. O'Donohue moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Charles strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Houser. The throw from Brian, and Campaneris drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Houser scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to second. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0-for-0 in the game. O'Donohue takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. O'Donohue moves to third. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Donohue covering, for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brown picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. Reynolds scores. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Nelson Matthews pinch runs for Jim Landis. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. O'Donohue moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Luis Tiant now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. O'Donohue moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Green takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Nelson Matthews now playing center field. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Billy Moran pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew throws to Hauser, and they have Gentile in a rundown. The throw to Alvis, who applies the tag, and Gentile is out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 3 in the game. Bryan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Bryan reaches second base with a double. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. He's got one RBI. Green takes first base on ball 4. Campaneris moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Charles reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. Green goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Athletics. Stan Williams now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gentile is walked intentionally. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Charles moves to third. Gentile moves to second. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bryan hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Davalillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-4 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Donohue bunts towards first. Hinton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Donohue for the out. Hershberger moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. It's 7-3, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from SQ and he is out, Hauser applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe SQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. SQ hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Martinez pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.